American Language Course, Situation Tape 6. Look at the pictures for Situation 6.
I'm glad you're going to visit the high school today. I know you'll enjoy it. In picture number one, there are many cars in front of the hotel. Is there heavy traffic or no traffic on the streets? There's heavy traffic on the streets, right. New York City always has heavy traffic. There are so many cars and buses on the streets. This is just a typical day in New York, and that means heavy traffic. The word typical may be new to you. Say, typical. A typical day. A typical day in New York is a day that isn't any different than any other day. It's almost the same. On a typical day, there is always heavy traffic. Is there heavy traffic or no traffic on a typical day in New York City? There's heavy traffic. Sometimes, on a holiday, there isn't much traffic. A holiday is not a usual day. So, a holiday isn't a typical day. What do I say about something that isn't different than any other thing? It's typical, and today is a typical day. Many people, many cars. We also have typical houses, typical streets, cars, lots of things. Look at picture two. This is a street in New York. Do you see cars or houses on this street? I see houses. That's right. This is a typical street. Most of the houses are the same. Well, four of the houses are the same and two are different. But they are all typical American houses. Do you think they look like typical Japanese houses? No, they don't. Is house number six a large house or a small house? It's a large house. Now, house number one, is it smaller or bigger than house number six? It's smaller than house number six. The other houses in picture number two are all about the same. They are average size houses. Say, average size. Average size. When something is of average size, it's about the same size as most other things. Houses 2, 3, 4, and 5 are not small, and they aren't big. They're just average size houses on a typical street. What are houses 2, 3, 4, and 5? They are average size houses on a typical street. But house number 6 is very big. Is house number 6 an average size house? No. In picture number two, there are four average size houses. Which houses are average size? Houses 2, 3, 4, and 5 are average size houses. Good. Here is the high school. We can walk into the hall. Look at picture number three. The students are in the classrooms, and they attend classes there for about an hour. Say, attend. Attend the classes. The students usually attend about 5 different classes each day. What do the students do each day? They attend classes, yes. Some students attend only 4 different...
But the average is 5 classes a day. What are the students attending now? They're attending classes now. What are they doing now? They're attending classes now. Right. The students are attending classes so they can get an education. Say, education. Get an education. The students attend different classes in this high school so they can get an education. What do they get in this school? They get an education. Where do they get an education? In this high school. In picture 3 again, you can see some of the students attending classes. They are required to attend classes 5 days a week. If they are required to attend, they must attend. When a student must attend class, is he required to be in class or not required to be in class? He's required to be in class. In this country, children are required to attend school 5 days a week. And they are required to attend school until they are 16 years old. Why do children have to attend school until they are 16 years old? Because they're required to. In picture 3, you can see some classes, a library, and a study hall. The study hall is where the students study their assignments. Say, assignments. Study their assignments. An assignment is schoolwork given by the teacher. The students can study their assignments in the study hall. What does the teacher give the students to do in the study hall? Assignments. The students are required to do their assignments every day. There are many things that they study in school. You ask me, what courses the students can study in school? What courses can the students study? Well, they can study a foreign language. Foreign means something that isn't from this country. So, a foreign language is a language from another country. Does foreign mean from this country or from another country? From another country. When the students attend a foreign language class, are they studying their own language or another language? Another language. When the students are studying a language from another country, what are they studying? They're studying a foreign language. What language do the people speak in the United States? English. And what language do the people speak in your country? If I speak the language of your country, am I speaking my own language or a foreign language? A foreign language. That's right. Students in this high school can also study English, mathematics, or history. In the history classes, the students study about things that happened many years ago. Do you study about things that happened many years ago in history class or an English class? In a history class. When you study history, do you study about things that happened many years ago or things that will happen tomorrow? You study about things that happened years ago. In picture 4, what courses are written on the board? Math, English, history, foreign language, and physical education. In the physical education course, the students learn how to keep strong. Do students learn how to keep strong in an English class or a physical education class? In a physical education class. Sometimes a student chooses the course he wants to study. When you choose something, you take something you want. If a student chooses an English course, does he want to take English or not want to take English? He wants to take English. What do you do when you take something you want? I choose it? That's right. In picture 4, if the student in the picture chooses the first and second courses to take, what courses is he taking? He's taking math and English. That's right. So, what do you do when you choose something? You take something you want. In picture 5, if Jack Anderson, the first student, chooses history, then his choice is history. If Billy Barnes chooses English, then his choice is English. What is Mary Carson's choice? English. Her choice is English. The one you choose is your choice. If I choose tea to drink, then my choice is tea. When I choose milk to drink, what is my choice? Milk is my choice. When I choose milk, what is milk then? My choice. Right. Now, in picture 5 again, the 5 students can look at the schedule and see the 5 courses they are taking. Say, schedule. The student's schedule. A schedule shows information about things, places, and times. And the student's schedule shows the rooms for classes, the times, and the teachers. What does a schedule show? The courses, the classrooms, the time, and the teachers. Right. There are many different kinds of schedules. A train schedule. This tells the time that a train leaves and where it goes. An airplane schedule tells the time that an airplane takes off and lands. What tells when a bus leaves and arrives? A bus schedule. If I wanted to find out what courses and what room some students were in, what would I look at? A schedule. That's right. The schedule has the individual names of the students on it. Individual may be a new word for you. Say, individual. Individual names. An individual is one person. So, 2 individuals would be 2 people. How many people would 4 individuals be? 4 people. What is another way of saying one person? One individual. In picture 5, how many individual students' names are on the schedule? Five individual students' names are on the schedule. Good. What is the last individual's name on the schedule? Roy Smith. What course did the first individual on the schedule choose? He chose history. Are the individual teachers' names on the schedule or no teachers' names on the schedule? The individual teachers' names are on the schedule. In some countries, the students can choose the courses they want to study. In this country, the typical student is required to take certain courses, but he can choose either history or English the first year. Do you know the word either? When you use either, it means you have a choice. You can study either history or English. You cannot study both courses, only one. You can go back to the hotel, either on the bus or in a car. You have a choice. We can go to either the English class or the math class. Does this mean we can go to both classes or to one class? We can go to one class. If I tell you that you can have either tea or coffee, do I want you to have both tea and coffee or only one of them? Only one of them. And you say either when there is a choice. In picture 5, Jack Anderson could take either history or English. Which did he choose? He chose history. How do you say that a student must choose history or English? He can choose either history or English. That's right. A student must choose either English or math to study. How many courses can he study? One course. Good. The students are required to attend certain courses, but they can also choose certain things to study in the physical education courses. Look at picture 6. The students go to the gymnasium to attend their physical education classes. What do the students attend in the gymnasium? Physical education classes. The classroom building in picture 6 is on the left. The students attend classes here. And in the gymnasium, they attend classes and learn different sports. Say, sports. Sports. When the students learn and play a sport, they play a game. All games played with a ball are sports. What is a football game? It's a sport. In picture 7, the students are playing soccer. It's played with a ball. Is soccer a sport or not a sport? It's a sport. Did you ever attend a soccer game? I like to play soccer. What are the games called that are played with a ball? Sports, right. Other things are also sports. Swimming is a sport. In picture 8, the students are swimming. Swimming is a sport. Any sport can make your body strong. Will swimming make you strong? Yes, it will. Is swimming or reading a sport? Swimming is a sport. What are the games that we play with a ball and that make us strong? Sports, sure. Now, some students don't like all sports. In picture 8, some students aren't swimming. They are afraid of the water. When you're afraid of something, you don't like it. When you're afraid of swimming, do you like to swim or not like to swim? You don't like to swim. When you're afraid of something, you don't like it. My sister is afraid of guns. Does my sister like guns or is she afraid of guns? She's afraid of guns. Did you say that? That's right. My sister is afraid of big animals, too. Most women are afraid of big animals. My sister is typical. In picture 8, some students are in the water. They like to swim, but some are not in the water. Why aren't they in the water? They're afraid of water. Right. Well, you have seen everything here in this part of the school. Let's go over to Coach Stone's office. A coach teaches different sports. Coach Stone wants to see you. Before I go, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Today is a regular school day, just the same as other days. How do I say this is a regular school day? It's a typical day, right? Remember when we talked about some houses? The houses weren't too big or too small. What did we say about them? They were average houses. What do the students get in this high school? An education. What is the work that the teachers give to the students to do after class? An assignment. How do we say that a student goes to class every day? He attends class every day. What is another way of saying a student must attend class every day? He's required to attend a class every day. Good. What course does the student attend when he studies about things that happened many years ago? History, sure. And when you learn a language from another country, what language is it? A foreign language. If something is foreign, is it from your country or another country? From another country. What are the students studying when they learn how to play games and learn how to make their bodies strong? Physical education. What are you doing when you are looking at two things and then take the one you want? choosing something. When you are choosing something and you take something, what is the thing that you have taken? Your choice. In school, what are the games that you play with a ball? Sports. And what are some typical sports that students play? Football, soccer, volleyball, baseball. And in picture 8, some students are swimming and like to swim, but some students aren't in the water. Why aren't those students in the water? They're afraid. Would my sister be afraid of guns or of books? Of guns, right. You have learned many new words, and I've enjoyed talking with you. But you have to go to Coach Stone's office now. Goodbye. This is the end of Situation Tape 6.